From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he does want his summit with North Korean's leader to go well.
We will be doing everything possible to make it a worldwide success, not just for the United States or South Korea or North Korea or Japan, but for the entire world.
Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports, the future of some Americans in North Korea could be up for discussion pretty soon.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo raised the plight of three U.S. citizens held in North Korea during his meeting earlier this month with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This is according to a senior White House official who wasn't authorized to publicly discuss the sensitive talks and did speak to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. Yesterday, President Trump said the U.S. and North Korea are negotiating for their release.
And U.S. President Trump isn't passing up a chance to say whether he'll fire Special Counsel Bob Mueller and Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein on the investigation into Russian meddling.
At a Florida news conference with Japan's prime minister, the president was asked if he's decided firing them is not worth the political fallout. He says all the speculation so far that he will fire them has been wrong.
For the last 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and they're still here.
The president says he's cooperated with Mueller's investigators, turning over more than a million documents.
Nobody has ever been more transparent.
And he hopes the probe is coming to an end.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani has joined President Donald Trump's legal team dealing with the ongoing investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He had notable difficulties in recruiting new lawyers since the resignation of John Dowd this month. Find more at VOANews.com. This